Tonight we're going to continue our journey on the subject faith, and of course this will be concluded in the next few weeks, but we want to continue tonight, and as I've said before, and so has Pastor Chuck, everything dealing with the Word of God is dealing with faith. And so even in the Old Testament, although the faith, maybe the word per se isn't mentioned, there had to be a certain amount of faith in what was being said and what was being told. And of course, the New Testament is full of individuals with faith. And of course, we ourselves experience faith, and we have an understanding of faith, just simply coming to know Jesus Christ as our Savior and having faith in Him. So we want to look at Mark chapter 1, and I just want to give you just a few thoughts tonight. And we've titled this Unexpected Faith. Unexpected Faith. And so, you know, you never really know what's going to happen in an individual's life. You've heard my testimony before, but I'll just simply just repeat it. When I came to know Jesus Christ, when I was in that youth meeting on that Friday night, I didn't go there to get saved. I went there because it was a youth meeting. It was a youth outing. We had a hayride, and we had, you know, we grilled hot dogs and so on like youth do. And then towards the end, we met back in the fellowship building that, that we were at. And the, evangelist, actually they had an evangelist come, and, he gave, a presentation of the word, a presentation of the gospel, and, the Lord convicted my heart. And I came to know Jesus Christ on that Friday night. And so you never know, when and where. In other words, you know, there's individuals, maybe even you would have a testimony similar to that, that God just speaks to your heart, and you come to know Jesus Christ. And so you kind of call that, unexpected faith, because it was unexpected, but I will say God knew exactly what He was doing. He knew exactly what He was doing. He knew, He gave the words, for that, evangelist that was there at the youth meeting, that youth rally. He gave that preacher the words that I personally needed to hear, but yet it was the Holy Spirit that drew me. It was the Holy Spirit that spoke to my heart and caused me to realize that I was lost. And so, and then it was at that point that the decision was mine, and I accepted Christ. And you know, I haven't been the same since. So it's kind of an unexpected faith. Well, in this passage of Scripture, it's when Jesus is calling those to follow Him. And they were told that they would be fishers of men. And so I want to read to you this passage, and I want to give you just a few thoughts tonight when it comes to unexpected faith. And I want to begin reading with verse 16. Of Mark chapter 1. The Bible says, "Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. And when they had gone a little farther thence, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the ship, mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father, Zebedee, in the ship with the hired servants, and went after him." You wouldn't think, in a sense, that took faith. But in reality, that took a lot of faith. It took a lot of faith for them to leave their livelihood, if you will, leave what they knew, leave what they were doing in following Jesus. But you know, in reality, when it comes to our salvation, when it comes to accepting Christ, that's what we do. When we ask Christ into our heart, we are forsaking what we used to be in becoming a new creature in Christ. And so that's that unexpected faith. So let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We again thank you for the report of those two individuals coming to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We thank you so much for that. And Lord, we're thankful for the time to time of the missionary letters and the different reports, even locally, of the ones that come to know Christ. Lord, we know their hearts are changed, and we know they're changed forever. And so, Father, I thank you for that. I thank you that you're still willing to save. And Lord, I thank you for what you do. And so, Lord, I pray as we spend some time together in your word that you'll speak to our hearts. Help us to realize how important our faith is. And many, Lord, I know that as you know our hearts, many times we struggle with our faith. We struggle with the things that's happening around us. But help us, Lord, to look to you. And Lord, we'll give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Unexpected faith. This was during the early part of the ministry of Jesus Christ. Ministering was just starting to begin in a sense of his teaching, in a sense of his traveling as his walking. And Jesus would be ministering to people and to individuals. And as he began to minister, his fame began to spread. Many began to talk about him. Many began to ask questions. Many were curious. Many didn't like the message that he was proclaiming. But they were beginning to talk about Jesus. Some desired to see him. Some desired to follow. Some desired to see the miracles that he would soon to perform. And his fame would get a lot of attention. The things in his life, the things that he was doing, his ministry, his mission, began to draw some attention. You see, they were looking, the religious leaders were looking for the Messiah, but yet Jesus didn't meet their expectations. And they didn't like, if we journeyed through the Gospels, we would see how many tried to trip him. They tried to trick him. They tried to cause him to make a mistake, but Jesus never did because of who he was. And so many would consider him as, they would view him as a common and a lowly man. Despite the wisdom that he would soon reveal and that he was beginning to reveal, despite the power that he would display in his ministering and his healing, there would be some that would reject him. They didn't like what he was doing or what he would be doing. Many never realized truly who Jesus was and the fact that he was Christ. His poor and humble childhood and the lack of what many would consider a formal education was a great stumbling block to the religious leaders because they didn't understand. And they didn't accept him by faith. In this passage of Scripture, Jesus had passed some common fishermen. And he would extend an invitation. He would extend an invitation to follow me. They would have to make a choice. What would they do? They would have to make a choice as to whether they would follow him or continue the path that they were on. He was seeking those to follow after him, and that would follow along beside him. And it's important for us to note that he didn't go into the temples and to the synagogues to reach out to these individuals, but yet he went to some of the most unlikely places that the religious leaders would consider. You see, these men would be considered, we even think about the tax collectors and the fact that Jesus sat with the publicans and the sinners and ate with them. But that's just who Jesus was. And so Mark here records this event where Jesus just went up to them. Now, I believe it's in the book of John that there's several accounts of this, and each it's the same event, but they have a different perspective of what is taking place. But the point is, they chose to follow Jesus. They chose to follow Jesus. And so Jesus, just like he is today, is more concerned about the heart than he is what you can do for him. He's more concerned about the heart than someone beating their chest and saying how great they are. So he chose some, what many would consider some unlikely followers to get the gospel out, who he would use in a great way in the years to come. He desired men of faith more than those that would act religious, because religious and religion is not what the answer is, but it's simply being a follower of Jesus Christ. A follower of Jesus. So I want to take just a few moments tonight, and I want us to consider this that was taking place. I want you to try to imagine what was taking place. I want you to try to imagine. Here they were, as the Bible says, they were cleaning their nets. They were by the Sea of Galilee. And Jesus saw Simon and Andrew. And I try to imagine that they were washing their nets. They were doing what they did every day. They were doing their livelihood. They were doing what their hands allowed them to do. And so we want to call this the call of faith, the call of faith in verse 17. Because the Bible says, and Jesus said unto him, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. So he was calling them. This call that Jesus extended was a simple call, but yet it was so complex. It was simple for us to understand that Jesus said, and I'll kind of put it in our language, our day language, he was just saying, hey, come and follow me. Come and follow me. And he says, I'll do a work. I'll do a work in your life that you can make a difference. I'll do a work. And so their call was to follow Jesus. But in that call, there was also an invitation. There was an invitation. If you received an invitation in the mail And I think of even now, this time of year, there's invitations that people are receiving in the mail for folks that are graduating, inviting you to the graduation or inviting you to a gathering or what pertains to the graduation. And so there's an invitation. Well, Jesus gave an invitation. In that call, there was an invitation. And that invitation was to come ye after me. Come ye after me. And I think that's the same call that people are receiving today, the individuals that that Brother Burwell made mention of that come to know Jesus Christ. In some of the most unlikely places, Jesus gives a call with an invitation. And it may have be from an individual, it might have been you that you witnessed to somebody. But the important thing is to see is the fact that there's a call and there's an invitation, come ye after me. In other words, separate yourself from the current life and follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. You see, Jesus had a desire for these men. If Jesus didn't have a desire for these men, then he would have never called them. He would have never called them. And I think sometimes about a call, about Jesus giving a call in individuals' life. Of course, there's a call to salvation, but there's also a call to service. And I believe that we all can be in service for him. But when you receive a call, it's like none other call. Sometimes when you feel like the Lord's calling you to do something, and you might talk to an individual and say, how do I know? How do I know that the Lord is calling me to do this? And the only answer really that is given is the fact that you'll know. You'll know. When Jesus called these men, they knew. They knew that this call was unlike any other. They knew it would be a call that would change their life. Now, they didn't know how. They didn't know the turmoil that they would have to go through. They didn't know some of the obstacles that they would have to face. All they knew was that Jesus was calling. So we have the call, we have the invitation, we have the desire of Jesus, desire in these men, and this invitation was made personal. Jesus specifically called these that were there cleaning their nets. What's so special about this invitation? What's so special about this call from Jesus? Well, it's from Jesus himself. It's from Jesus himself. Jesus, the one who came into this world. Jesus, the one that would change this world. Jesus, the one who gave hope to this ungodly world, was the one that was calling. And Jesus, the one who would soon die for their sins. He was the one that was making that call. He was the one. He was the one that gave that invitation. You see, when we think about it, and I was actually thinking about this today while I was just kind of doing some, you know, working and I was meditating kind of thinking about this message and the fact that when I got saved, when I accepted Christ, that wasn't the first time I heard the gospel. I grew up with the gospel. My dad was a pastor and I grew up with the gospel, but yet I never accepted Christ. So I knew, well, this, in this particular case, this was all new. Jesus, yes, he started his ministry and we know that John the Baptist baptized him, and we know that he had gone through the temptations, meaning Jesus. But you see, this was new, so they would have to accept this call by faith. to be able to leave everything that they had, they would have to accept this call by faith. Jesus, the one who would soon take their place, was the one that was doing the call. Jesus, the one who loved them. They just didn't realize how much He loved them, but they would soon know. They would soon know. Jesus, the one that gave him or gave them the invitation. And I say that's a great invitation. That's a great invitation. They could respond one of two ways. They could follow as they did, and they could say no. They could say no. I don't want any part of this. They could say, no, I want to keep doing what I'm doing. But there's a verse that comes to my mind when it comes to John chapter 6, verse 44. The Bible says, no man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. And I will raise him up at the last days. You see, there had to be a drawing. There had to be an appeal. There had to be something there that they said yes by faith. You see, this wasn't just, I want to make you to be a worker. This wasn't one of them calls where say, hey, I need some help doing something. But I think we need to understand tonight that this call was a very special call because they were being drawn. They were being drawn because they were getting too ready to see things and experience things and live things. And it even says here in the verses that I just read, in verse 19, where they were mending their nets, and the Bible says, and straightway Jesus called them, and they left their father. They left their father in the ship with the hired servants. And they went. You see, they had to do this by faith. There had to be a drawing. But you see, there's a reason for the call. There's a reason. There's a reason. Sometimes when individuals say no to Jesus, sometimes they don't really maybe realize the magnitude of saying no. Not only for themselves, but maybe for those that they could be an influence with. What was the reason for this call? Well, the Bible tells us in verse 17, the reason for this call was, it says, I will make you to become fishers of men. In other words, there was a reason. Jesus was clear. He was clear about this call. I'll make you to become fishers of men. He was clear. There wasn't any mistake. There wasn't, well, you know, sometimes now that people are graduating school and they go to college and they start college and they say, well, I'm going to take this major. And then once they start that major, then they change midstream because maybe they're seeking a different direction, and all that's okay. But in this case, Jesus was direct. Jesus had a mission for them. And Jesus was cleared with the call. And I truly believe that God had a plan for them, but I also believe that God has a plan for each one of us. There's a plan for each one of us. We just have to be open, and we have to keep our mind and our hearts and our minds clear as to what God can use us for. But we have to do it by faith. Sometimes we say, well, I can't do this or I can't do that. And I struggled with that for a long time and still do in a lot of ways. But you have to understand that if Jesus makes the call, Jesus will also make a way. He'll also make a way. Now, they didn't know some of the things that they would be faced with. They didn't know all the things and all the things. All they knew is, it's time for me to follow Jesus. It's time for me to follow Jesus. When Jesus comes into our heart and saves us, then it sets us apart. It doesn't make us any better than anyone else because we're still sinners, but it sets us apart because now He can use us. And He calls us. We just simply need to be obedient to the call. Obedient to the call. But there had to be a commitment. There had to be a commitment. And that commitment was found in verse 18. The Bible says, "And straightway they forsook their nets and followed Him." But there was also a commitment found in verse 20 of those that were following. They left their father and they left the servants and went after Him. That takes commitment. That takes commitment. That is putting Jesus before everything else. Putting Jesus before everything else. That commitment takes faith. Unexpected faith. This commitment involves three things. I want to give you these three things. It involves following, which is followed Him. The Bible says they followed Him, the latter part of verse 18. Had they not have followed, that call would not have been received. Oh, they got the call, but they had to receive that call and make action of that call. And they had to follow, and the Bible says they did. They followed. So this faith and this commitment of faith involved following. The commitment of faith involved forsaking, because they had to forsake. They forsook their nets. And they had worked hard in building their business. They had worked hard in cleaning these nets. And they had worked hard because it was their livelihood. And they were making a living, become fishermen, but they had to forsake that. They had to forsake that for the call. Jesus simply called them to walk away. To walk away. Following Jesus in our life, no matter what perspective that we have as far as whether you're called into the ministry or whether you're called just to be a follower, just a follower in a local church or whatever it may be, no matter what, Jesus takes priority. He takes priority in our life. And then number three, it takes commitment. Commitment involves faith. Because there's going to be times that it's going to seem that we're going to get weary. There's going to be times that it seems like when we throw out our nets, they're going to be empty. But just hold on. Jesus is the one that gives the increase. Because Jesus told them in another account that it talks that He tells them they've been fishing all night and He tells them to throw out the net in a most unlikely place, in a most unlikely time of day, and Jesus says, cast out your net. And the Bible says their nets were full and began to break. Commitment involves faith. Jesus was simply asking them for their life. Asking them for their life. It would take faith. It would be a rough road. It would be a tough road. There would be setbacks. There would be challenges. But the most important thing is they went after Jesus. They went after Jesus. And we call this tonight an unexpected faith. Oh, it wasn't unexpected for Jesus, because Jesus knew exactly what he was doing. But yet, here they are, washing their nets, bringing their nets in a most unlikely place. And Jesus says, come ye after me. Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. An unexpected faith, but it's a faith that will be an impact to so many people's lives. We never know how we can be an impact to someone's life when we're simply following Jesus by faith.